Richard died, remembered as a great crusader, as a great warrior, a brilliant general, probably on par with Bohemond, not, however, a particularly brilliant king. He certainly sacrificed the interests of his kingdom in this quest for crusader glory and his sense of piety for Jerusalem and his own sense of his reputation. Whereas Philip Augustus came out of this crusade with a tarnished reputation, he still remembered two generations as yet another Capetian king who ran away. And yet he capitalized on the dissension between Richard and John, eventually to conquer much of the Plantagenet domains, especially Normandy in 1204, and go on to make the French monarchy. So in that sense, Philip Augustus was by far the greater king. Well, the Third Crusade, in some ways, was not only anticlimactic, it was disappointing. The three greatest kings of Europe had marched off, and what did they get? They get a truce. They get access to Jerusalem and Bethlehem. This isn't much better than the deal that Basil II got from the Fatimid government back in 1001. The Italian city-states, however, did very well, especially the Venetians and the Genoese. Those ports were now back under Christian control. Business resumed. And the remarkable point is with the control of the ports and their immediate hinterlands and the plantations and all of the trade, the kingdom of Jerusalem and its nobility could reinvent itself as, in effect, a mercantile aristocracy, and does so in the 13th century. Economically, the kingdom is revived. However, there were some important lessons that were learned. One is sending kings on crusade may not be such a great idea. It's clear that strategy was marred, that Richard and Philip could not agree. There were enough difficulties on the Second Crusade. The Third Crusade really showed that now these monarchs were so powerful that their political rivalries, personal motives, personal clashes would affect any kind of coherent strategy in a crusading campaign. There was, in effect, too many kings, too many leaders. Another important point that was learned was that the route across Asia Minor was too difficult. The last successful march against the Seljuk Turks was Frederick Barbarossa. Hereafter, and there's sort of a minor exception with the King of Hungary at one point, but hereafter, crusades have to go by sea. And this had a lot of important implications in equipping and financing crusades, timing them. And this will have major consequences for the Fourth Crusade. Another important point was that Constantinople was now really being looked at as far more a treacherous Christian rogue ally. Greek schismatics were almost on the level of heretics because Isaac II had compromised himself by signing an alliance with Saladin. He had not supported very effectively Frederick's crusade. Richard had seized the island of Cyprus, a Byzantine possession. He sold it to King Guy. This became King Guy's throne, in effect, his consolation prize for the loss of Jerusalem, which I'll discuss in the next lecture. And at the same time, it inclined Western Europeans ever more to believe, well, it's time that we take over all of those resources of the Byzantine state and use it for the defense of the faith, the propagation of the faith. So the notions of seizing Constantinople are already there. I mean, they've been voiced before, but we now have serious precedents that this could be the case. And finally, the Pope, especially Pope Innocent III, who came to the throne in 1198, had every reason to preach yet another crusade. Jerusalem was still in Muslim hands. It was necessary to mobilize Western European resources, to restore the credibility of the papacy, to draw on all of that support in Western Europe to take back the Holy City. And that meant, inevitably, there was to be a new crusade. And this new crusade, which was preached almost immediately after the return of Richard and the ransoming of Richard and Philip, this new crusade, eventually, the crusade that followed would be the Fourth Crusade. And this crusade, for a variety of reasons, would end up not at Jerusalem, but before the walls of Constantinople, taking the great queen of cities and ending the Byzantine Empire.